Hey, everybody. It's Ned Charlie Kirk Show. What is the Putin variant? Is it incompetence or intent? And we go through all these topics on a thought-provoking episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Lots of tech issues happening across the country. Spotify is down. The 50 biggest websites are down. So it impacted our ability to record today. So I just did this the old-fashioned way. Pen to paper and recording right in so that you guys can still get our commentary, what's happening in the world, and separating fact from fiction. Support our show at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Ironman thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the three-week quick start too, discounted only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. All right, everybody, we're going to dive right into it today. We've been traveling and having some tech challenges. I know our tech team's trying the best they can to navigate through all of this, but wanted to make sure that I shared some of these thoughts with you guys in a very important episode, especially piggybacking off of our viral commentary with Jack Hibbs that we did last week at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. It's on our podcast feed. You guys should check it out. The episode has done very well. It has nearly 500,000 views on YouTube alone and hundreds of thousands on Facebook, and the episode's doing really well on our podcast feed. It was all about the Great Reset, and I talked about how this needs to be the prism of how you view otherwise very confusing events. For example, the eight promises of the Great Reset, getting rid of carbon emissions, getting rid of fossil fuels, getting rid of Western values, America no longer being the superpower, you no longer eating meat, which, of course, is an attack on testosterone and, let's say, the idea of the Western man. I actually didn't talk about that at Jack Hibbs, but something that I felt that I left out in the conversation with Jack Hibbs, and not that I did it intentionally, it's just we ran out of time, is that when you have this sort of push for this internationalist, globalist Great Reset, it also presents the opportunity for people domestically to want that to happen, but they react completely differently. And there's a reason why this happens, and it's important to be able to subdivide the people that really truly want to weaken America to create a globalist type utopia and other people that want to weaken America that actually make themselves stronger. So same thing, just for different reasons. And my friend Jack Posobiec, who you guys have heard before on this program, had a really good piece of commentary that I thought it was really well put, which is we went from managed decline of America to controlled demolition. So we went from Barack Obama just kind of seeing the malaise and the slippage of our constitutional republic to we are going to put TNT at the joints of the building and get this thing over with as quickly as possible. And it's very important to remember that it's not widespread incompetence that we're seeing, although our government has plenty of it, but this is coming with intent. So we must divide the actors and the players into two separate categories. For example, George Soros wants the destruction of America for a one-world internationalist type order. George Soros does not want the destruction of America so he can rule over the ashes. And there, as we subdivide this into two different buckets and two different groups, the intentions of our political leaders, it actually is a very interesting way to view things. In fact, it's very important. So the left, for example, does not have a foreign policy at all. They don't have a set of principles or the way they want the world to look in a very specific way. Instead, the domestic left here, they use international events to try to strengthen their domestic agenda. They weaponize the events happening internationally for power here. And we're seeing this in many different ways, especially when it comes to energy. And so the recent news is Joe Biden has announced that he is no longer going to have Russian oil imports coming into America. Now, we, of course, support that, but he also knows that is going to spike gas prices, which will only further accelerate the push towards green energy. So he's not doing this to stick it to Russia. He's not doing this to try to expand LNG exploration here in America. Instead, Joe Biden and his political domestic cronies, they want a weaker America because it will be easier for them to control. I want you to just think about that for a second. A weaker America becomes more manageable for people that otherwise would not be able to be in political power. Jen Psaki has received multiple questions on this in particular. Jen Psaki is someone that is less convinced about the internationalist global new world order, the Great Reset, which is very important. Psaki wants the Great Reset for one purpose, but not because she wants to rule the world from Brussels. They would kick her out for being too stupid. Instead, Jen Psaki wants a weaker America because it's good for her domestic political ambitions. Jen Psaki was asked about this, and she said, well, look, Joe Biden, he's taken historic steps to reduce energy prices Americans are paying. Play cut 35.
What is the White House, what is the president's message to Americans who are going to the gas station today and seeing prices so high?
We have already taken steps. The president has already taken steps. Historic release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, one that's done in a coordinated fashion. And clearly, we will continue to have conversations with large oil producers and suppliers around the world about how to mitigate the impact.
And then Psaki finishes taking questions on oil and natural gas. And let's go to cut 34 as Fox then goes back to a reporter who says that Psaki was speaking at a report, came out saying that they've actually reached record highs. Play cut 34.
He spoke with ABC today. He says that he's had a longstanding request.
I sure want to report that GasBuddy.com, aside from the national average reporting that we get every day, is reporting that as she was speaking, in fact, the national average is now at a record high. I mean, that is a reality for American families in this country. And John, it does not appear that there is an answer like producing more oil in this country is there for this White House.
But this is not all bad news for her and the cronies in the White House, because they believe this will actually be able to not just strengthen the green energy push that they believe in with religious fervor and zeal, but also will weaken the base of the Republican and conservative movement. Oil and natural gas exploration, they primarily finance conservative politicians and politics, and they think that's one way to try to stranglehold or chokehold the Republican or conservative political movement, which of course is very short-sighted, very Machiavellian. However, it's how can we deconstruct the country as quickly as possible so that we can be in charge, regardless if it's an awful place to live, but at least we're going to get the chauffeured cars and we get the lifestyle benefits of the untangled and the, let's say, deconstructed nation. So the split is really this, and the subdivision is this, is a weaker America does not mean that the elites will be without power. During mass chaos, during confusion, during bedlam, some elites will basically say, we want an erosion of all norms. We can have a suspension of the order that was there prior. Others look to fasten control domestically. Look, at Turning Point USA, we're doing everything we possibly can to make sure packages go out and we stay in touch. Time is money. Don't waste either your time or your money with repeated trips to the post office. Hey, with the price of gas the way it is, you could save money without having to go to the post office. With Stamps.com, you could skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process, so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. We love Stamps.com at Turning Point USA, and you should too. Whether you're an office sending invoices or a side hustle Etsy shop or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders like we are at Turning Point USA, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage from any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with your promo code KIRK for a special offer. That's promo code KIRK. That includes a four-week trial, free postage, and digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, save time and money, and never go to the post office again. Stamps.com, promo code KIRK. A nation that is constantly going from one chaos to the other, one event of madness to the other, cannot build. We as a nation are not able to build and not able to not just build buildings, which is obviously what comes to mind, but build families, build communities, start new businesses, generate new ideas, become successful entrepreneurs if you are constantly in a state of mass-induced hysteria. If you are in a state of mass-induced hysteria where you're always angry, you're always upset, you're not able to calm yourself into a position to properly deploy resources or capital or your ideas. It actually makes it a very unhappy, unpleasant place to live. Tucker Carlson talked about this on his program rather effectively, and he talked about how name-calling has basically now been used as a means of social control. And part of this, by the way, is because of social media. Everyone labels themselves as something. Because of your Twitter bio or your Instagram bio, you have to be able to label yourself into some sort of description that can hopefully generate some form of respect from people that you know or you might want to know, such as, I'm an American patriot. I support the flag and the Constitution. And here's my email. That's like an Instagram bio. Or the same can be said in a Twitter bio. But name calling also has the inverse effect that if all of a sudden I put names on you that you don't like, I'm going to do what you want me to do. Play cut 36.
If you dared to point out that actually all lives matter, they denounced you as a racist. If you expressed concern about vaccine mandates, of course, they called you an anti-vaxxer. Sound familiar? The pattern never changes. Hey, maybe war with Russia is not a good idea for the United States. Say that out loud sometime. It's not an extreme position. Most Americans would agree with you. But you will immediately be denounced as a tool of Putin. What is this? It's name calling as a means of social control. The people in charge have decided their primary job is to decide who you should hate.
So a nation in chaos is actually won by design. They want you to sue for peace. The people in charge don't want you to live in a pleasant America. When America is pleasant or we are at a time where the waters are calm, then you're not going to be reaching for the Leviathan. Thomas Hobbes wrote about this in the book The Leviathan in the 1500s, where he described human nature as being nasty, brutish, and short to one another. He said that human beings are so terrible to one another, he's one of the social contract theorists, that we need a strong centralized government, that we need a dictator, a despot, an authoritarian. That is the only way that human beings will actually be able to function. Freedom, liberty, human beings don't understand such concepts. They won't be able to actually be able to reach higher levels of prosperity. No, what they need is order and control. Now, of course, we believe in order and tradition. We believe in the ancestral norms that have built Western society. But also we prefer not to be controlled or in some sort of nanny state. We want flex in the joints so that people can pursue the life that have the ambition that they see fit to start new ideas. We want a creative society. The people that believe in the Hobbesian view of social contract theorists, largely the elites in our country, they reject that premise. They say, wait a second, if you have freedom and liberty, then that makes me far less important. And as we have seen the continual growth and strengthening of the proverbial fourth branch of government, the IRS, the EPA, the FDIC, all these organizations, these bureaucrats have basically been incentivized to not have the crisis go away. Chaos cannot build things. I mean, let's just look at it very rationally. If you're trying to build a house or build a family, let's just say build a house, and everyone is always screaming at one another and running around, the house will never get built. Look, inflation is out of control. One area we see it more than ever is the grocery store. Even though grocery prices feel like they've doubled, Good Ranchers' prices have stayed low and affordable. Once you subscribe, it's locked in. The price never goes up. Your best price is locked in for life. They sell 100% American meat and deliver it to your door for a great price. Good Ranchers helps solve your meat problem. And the problem is 85% of the grass-fed beef in stores and online is imported. Shop Good Ranchers for all your beef, chicken, and seafood needs. Their pre-trimmed and pre-marinated chicken breasts are absolutely delicious. I love Good Ranchers, and you guys should too. Their animals are ethically raised, and they're beautifully sourced. They do the things the right way, and it shows in every box. Good Ranchers takes the guesswork out of the meat aisle and grocery shopping. Get a steakhouse quality at home with Good Ranchers. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Charlie and do it right now. It's Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. I love Good Ranchers. When Good Ranchers gets delivered to our home or to our office, it's something incredible. If you don't buy the meat in your house, tell the person who does to check out Good Ranchers. Support the Charlie Kirk Show. Support America. Goodranchers.com/Charlie. In times of mass conflict, new structures, new things of value are not given the oxygen or the platform to be able to create and flourish and grow. One of my great concerns right now is as we go from one mass hysteria event to the other, as we go from Floydapalooza to the nonstop COVID hysteria to now what can be coined as the Putin variant. There's an article that actually says that on the American Mind, the Putin variant, quote, "The regime is repurposing its COVID-19 propaganda playbook. The very same kind of instruments of outrage, the same sort of descriptors, if you will. The same sort of language has been repackaged, repurposed towards having you be totally outraged, so outraged against Vladimir Putin that we have to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine, that we have to bomb the Russian convoy, and in fact, nuclear conflict just actually might be necessary." Now, I don't know about you, but this is creating an exhausted type of civilization where people have had enough. From the gas prices to the inflation to the social decay to the degeneracy all around them. They want you to be exhausted. You see, the elites thought that they could knock us out in one or two rounds. Let's use a boxing analogy. They thought that they could blitzkrieg us into submission. And now they are going to a different strategy. They're trying to smoke you out. They're trying to exhaust you. They're trying to bring you into the later rounds of the boxing match and win by decision. They know they are not going to be able to proverbially knock out the American patriot. There's too much will to fight. Instead, they think that they can exhaust you. They can make you say, "I'm so sick and tired of just being sick and tired." The outrage, the social media, let's say push notifications that deteriorate human relations. It's not healthy for a civilized nation to always be in this posture of table-pounding mass hysteria. Tucker Carlson dived into this even deeper, and he said this in Cut 40. He said, Tucker talks about how many Republicans in Washington, D.C. are part of the pro-war faction that could be more radical than Joe Biden and how they're not representing their conservative voters, and it can hurt them in the midterms. Play Cut 40.
Now, Republicans in Washington, to their eternal shame, have no problem with any of this. In fact, many of them are more for war with Russia than Joe Biden seems to be. That is a disgrace. It will hurt them in the midterms. It will hurt them on some deeper level because it does not serve the interests of this country. A war fought on behalf of democracy that ignores the will of the country fighting it. Republicans are not representing their voters when they move to a position that's way more warlike than Joe Biden's, when they embrace the lunacy that could really hurt this country.
And Tucker also talked about in Cut 39, he highlighted how there's been wars all across the world in the last 5 years and that no one has heard about them because they're not important enough.
Lost in the relentless focus on war in Ukraine, by the way, is any perspective about the world or war, which is always lacking in D.C., but never more so than now. The fighting in Ukraine is terrible. Of course, you're seeing it happen. No decent person could fail to be moved by the images. But it's not unique. It's not the only war in recent memory or even currently in progress right now. Many thousands died in the 2020 Nagorno-Karabakh War. That was between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Ever heard of it? It ended less than a year and a half ago. No coverage. There's been a gruesome war underway in Ethiopia for a couple of years now. It's, again, in progress as we speak. Tens of thousands of women have been raped by militiamen, many of them intentionally infected with AIDS. Can it get worse than that? How many people have died in the war in Ethiopia? We don't really know because no one in our media cares enough to keep track. It's just Ethiopia.
And then he said something that really went viral. He said, quote, "All of us are equal in the eyes of God. The death of someone in Yemen is just as important as the death of someone in Ukraine. but unless you run the American security apparatus, because according to the American national security apparatus, they want a hyper focus on Ukraine, but not on Yemen. Play cut 39.
We do know that hundreds of thousands of people, mostly civilians, have died in the war in Yemen. It's a war the Biden administration has continued to fund. Doesn't get a lot of attention. It's just Yemen. Who cares?
Now, what is he getting at here? What Tucker is making the argument for is exactly what we are saying here, is a transmutation. It's a metamorphosis. It's that the hysteria that led to the black squares on Instagram, the hysteria that led to people wearing masks on Twitter, the hysteria of people that nonstop posted selfies of one another during the COVID-19 deal, during the China virus outbreak, I should say, the people that showed selfies of themselves getting vaccinated, that same philosophy has now metamorphosized into you better support Ukraine at all costs. And this goes to show a deeper philosophical and psychological component of what we're dealing with, is that a lot of people need outrage to continue. A lot of people need the hysteria. It's a sense of meaning and purpose, that they're not at peace being at peace, that building a family, going to church and watching after your community, protecting the good, the true, and the beautiful actually gives them anxiety. That the only way to deal with their heightened anxiety, their chronic issues that seem to be pouring over into our decent and civilized society, is to actually be in a state of madness perpetually. Now, this pains me to say, because I'd like to think higher of human nature. But isn't it the truth that we have a generation that's looking to go from one social cause to the other, from one protest to the other, that almost seems eager to go into the streets to feel as if their purpose is to virtue signal their own values upon the other? I'm such an anti-racist that I need to tell the entire world this. That I'm an anti-racist, that I need to wear a shirt that shows that I'm a BLM type supporter, or I need to go wear a Ukrainian lapel pin or whatever it might be. And for those of us that actually want to live ordered and decent and virtuous lives, that at least have the, let's say, the ambition to do that, or the goal of living a normal life, we look at this news cycle and it causes not just head spinning sensation, but also it has kind of a split understanding for a lot of different people. Some people look at this and they want to dive right into it and fight harder, which is obviously what we've decided to do on this show. But other people then decide to check out. It's designed to create apathy. Again, it's not incompetence, it's intent. The intent of what is happening right now is try to get you not to care. To try to get you to disengage, to say, time out. There's got to be a better way to go about this. Domestic conflict has always been the goal. Look, did you get hit with a big tax bill you were not expecting? With rates still being very low and home equity being high, it's the perfect time to refinance and get some cash out of your home. Look, you could go to one of these woke banks, Citibank, Chase, where they hate you, they hate the country, and they hate Christianity. Or you could refinance right now all of your mortgage needs with my friends. Guess what? It's so easy to remember the website, andrewandtodd.com. Just write it now, andrewandtodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. They're people I know and trust and work with them, and you should too. Just go to andrewandtodd.com. It takes 30 seconds to answer a couple of questions. This gives them the information they need to give you valuable information, often on the first call. Andrew and Todd, they are not brokers. They are bankers, which means they handle your loan from start to finish, so you always have someone in your corner. Take that first step towards getting that cash you need today. AndrewandTodd.com. That's AndrewandTodd.com, or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172. Do not use the banks that hate you. Use Andrew and Todd. They will do a great job for you, everybody. AndrewandTodd.com. That's AndrewandTodd.com. And as we now dive into some of the things that people have been saying, such as Rochelle Walensky and the people in charge of our public health apparatus, it's very clear that their intent was never to try to make you feel easy or try to make you feel at peace or to empower you. It's to have you kind of going from, it's almost the crisis circle. It's the circle of chaos from one point of outrage to the other. And I know a lot of different people reach out to us at freedom@charliekirk.com and they say, it's really hard for me to interpret what's happening in our country. And again, that's why I think the Great Reset episode we've done is so important, kind of tie all these pieces together. But domestically, they're not so worried about what the borders of, you know, Senegal or Sierra Leone are going to be, or Cote d'Ivoire or South Africa or Vietnam, or what the globalist one world government is going to be. Instead, they have their own personal aspirations to rule and to govern. And so they have their own domestic agenda where they feel as if they can make their own life meaningful by crushing your existence. So how do you do that? By instituting massive bedlam and chaos at every single corner. And of course, getting you to care about the Ukrainian situation and not actually talk about domestic issues at home. And so we've received some pushback from some people where they say, Charlie, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can go to war with Russia while also solving our opioid epidemic, our suicide crisis, our alcohol crisis, our drug crisis, our open border crisis, our inflation crisis, our entrepreneur situation, you know, our entrepreneur crisis, the small business decline. We can walk and chew gum. We can defeat Putin with our arms tied behind our back, and we can rid the world of all of its problems. Now, look, this is the problem, though. And I don't think anyone would disagree with this. I said, what if there was the same sort of three-week news cycle, which we are now coming on to the second or third week of the Ukrainian news cycle, of the same sort of push of raising money, of nonstop chatter, of information, just around the fentanyl crisis, just for 2 weeks? What if we had every single podcast, every single commentator, every single speaker, every single person wear a button, wear a bow, wear a shirt, wear a flag that just talked about the fact we had over 100,000 people overdose from drugs? Not all of them are fentanyl, but plenty were. We just had that singular issue. And that's the point that those of us that are talking about the outrage with Ukraine and the hysteria company with it say, wait a second, would that actually meaningfully address our drug situation? Probably would, actually. Imagine the nonprofits that would raise money. Imagine the attention. Imagine the heightened state of awareness, the public policy experts. I mean, how many experts have we had on this program talking about Russia and Ukraine? At least 10 or 12. And of course, a lot of it is because we're responding to the news cycle. We have to give you guys the clarity, the understanding what's really happening there. I'm not saying it's unimportant, but what happens, though, is based on just a very rational and understandable analysis of energy and time allotment is that you are not able to focus two nonstop weeks of issues that matter at home, such as the fact that we have a massive increase in suicides in our country, mental health issues, anxiety, depression, people overly medicating, an entire generation that can't buy homes. And people say, well, we can do both. Well, we're not doing both. We just bought out the entire news apparatus, a multi-billion dollar ad campaign for the cause of the Ukrainian people. Again, it might be the greatest cause in the world, but it's impossible to say you could do both. You can't. They cannot work in tandem. In fact, the people in charge that want a weak America so they can be powerful, they don't want you to talk about those things because it weakens their power domestically. They want them to happen. They want the border to be open, for sure. They want people that have societal strife and domestic strife. They just don't want you actually to address it, to solve it. They instead would, they'd much rather dangle the carrot of what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, create this massive smokescreen effect where you act as if every single domestic issue is solved and is perfect. Meanwhile, you can't afford the gas at the gas pump. You could barely afford your bills. Taxes are due in just a couple of weeks. You're thinking of whether or not to send your kid to a hyperinflated college where they might learn to hate America, hate themselves, and to betray their parents. And all the while, the news media is telling you the most important thing is President Zelensky in Kyiv. And again, interesting story, almost like a video game. Make no mistake, it's foreign policy escapism is what it is. It's a massive news media campaign to try to give you an escape hatch from the tattered and the wrecked and the destroyed country that we're living in right now. That is not by mistake. Again, it is planned and controlled demolition. And they don't want you to talk about it because then it could actually weaken their own personal ambitions here domestically. Their ambitions domestically is to try and put TNT, put dynamite into the crevices, into the cracks, and into the weak spots of the American culture and country. Press detonate all the while you're looking 5,000 miles away while your kids and grandkids can't buy property, they're getting married at lower levels, and they are unlikely, they're more unlikely to have children than any other generation before. And so it is, in some ways, the Putin variant. They want you to be distracted. They don't want you to care about what's happening at home. And this is a serious split on the right. Some conservatives are hyper-focused on this. They say it's just as important to focus on the well-being of the Ukrainian people as it is the people of Missouri, and I could not disagree more. The United States Constitution had clear boundaries and limits on power and sovereignty. It doesn't mean I don't care about the Ukrainian people. I want to help them any way I possibly can, in a humanitarian way and all of this. But I look at things in concentric circles. When the own people that our leaders are sworn to protect and defend are having not just one problem, but 100 problems, financial problems, societal problems, spiritual problems, and cultural problems, I want them to put on the metaphorical oxygen mask on themselves or our own country before solving the needs, wants, and problems internationally. As I played the clip from Tucker, it's not like this is the first conflict that has happened in the last couple of years. There are wars that break out all the time. This one just happens to get your attention because the United States government has heavily financed what has happened in Ukraine the last 10 years. It's become a client state of the global woke empire. The same sort of mockingbird propaganda that was used all throughout COVID. Wear a mask, get vaccinated. Asymptomatic people can spread. The same sort of intensity, fervor, name-calling, othering is now being used to try and get you to no longer care about the needs of your fellow countrymen, to no longer have a Marshall Plan. And I want you to imagine that just one more time. Imagine 2 weeks dedicated just to our southern border, 2 weeks of CNN, 2 weeks of CBS, 2 weeks of ABC. Do you think that there would be infographics on Instagram that say, pray for our southern border? How about flags of people that the American flag saying we need to cover up our southern border? And some people say that is a red herring. No, it actually isn't. It's the exact opposite. It's a sound and a logical argument to make the point that our needs and our wants and our resources are being dedicated away from what would actually benefit the American people and citizenry and towards misadventures abroad. Imagine an Operation Warp Speed to get domestic production up. Imagine a Marshall Plan. Imagine the consolidation of NGOs and people in charge to address issues that are happening in the homeland. It's all by design. It's a smokescreen in more ways than one to have you turn a blind eye to the deterioration of your nation, your home, and keep your eyes elsewhere. Be wary of the Putin variant, everybody. It is not incompetence, it is intent. And we went from a managed decline to a controlled demolition to try to strengthen the people here domestically that otherwise would not be able to get political power. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support our show at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.